So we made Holo Raider, which will allow people to capture user feedback in applications and games on HoloLens. So I'm just going to quickly start up the demo we have. Forgive the programmer art. Just to demonstrate the actual functionality here. So I'm just going to pull up the dialogues that we have. So this first one is the tried and true. You have stars, and you can select stars, and it highlights the previous stars, yada, yada, yada. We don't have any submission handlers to like post this to a web server or some sort of database, but this is completely event-based, and the contract for submission handlers is already set up, so it's very easy to extend. So if you wanted to fix in your own extension for it and have your own way to collect that data, then it's very easy to intercept that message and get it going where you want to. And this next one is sort of the same, but as we can see, we have mutually exclusive options, whereas previous we had like if you selected one star, it would also cascade to the previous stars. And this one only allows the selection of a single one, which this is the same deal. We can only dismiss it because submission handlers are not set up. And on the last option, because you can't actually pre-populate a Windows Store landing pages with a rating, I imagine that would be abused quite a bit. We actually have a dialog that will open the store for your app. You have to apply the app product ID, of course, but once you do, you should be able to get there. And since this isn't actually on the App Store, we get a page not found. So that's about it for the actual demo. So I can go ahead and show you on the code behind. Here, feel free to take the controller now. We go head on over to Unity. We can see that all of this stuff is set up just in a series of game objects in Unity. It heavily uses the Unity event system to chain things together, so this makes it friendly towards designers or anyone who doesn't have a strong coding background, because as you can see, I can go all the way down to some of the stars here, and you can see how I have all of the particle systems hooked up to whenever you hover over the star, it does all of the particle systems to and some transition effects to get it pop off the dialog, as well as when you select it, it routes back to the widget that actually contains the rating score and populates that data, as well as playing additional particle effects, because we all love particle effects. Anyway, this is open source and is on GitHub, so if you would like to contribute or take it and use it on your own and live with it and make it your next best feature in your application, feel free to do so. Thank you.